This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And here's a politically unlikely group of pals: California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma have been working on a bipartisan long-term bill that would replenish the Federal Highway Trust Fund, which runs out of money in 11 days. Here's McConnell on the issue, sounding almost mushy, like he just got out of a hot tub.
My good friend, the Democratic leader, was saying as recently as a couple of weeks ago, we need to do a long-term highway bill. Well, Senator Boxer and I took him seriously, and we worked hard here to come up with a bipartisan, multi-year, paid-for highway bill.
The House of Representatives passed only a five-month extension bill last week, but the Senate hopes their long-term solution will end the latest uncertainty over highway funding. It's one of the issues on Capitol Hill. We're going to talk with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick now. Todd, welcome to the Takeaway.
Hi, John.
So everyone's happy about highway spending?
A lot of people in the Senate are happy because there weren't a lot of predictions that they would be able to do a deal like this. The deal isn't done, but cast your mind back to the annals of congressional dysfunction. John, since 2007, do you know how many times Congress has done a temporary little pothole fill, a little patch, a little temporary fix of the Highway Trust Fund? Just the Highway Trust Fund, 33 times, 33 times around the block, and they haven't managed to come up with a cohesive deal on the Highway Trust Fund. And it's a big deal. These are highway projects in all 50 states, every territory across the country, funded by the gas tax, the excise tax that you pay 18.4 cents per gallon when you pump gas. That hasn't gone up since 1993, and Congress isn't going to raise it. So they need to find another deal, and that's what Mitch McConnell is talking about. 3 years this would fund the Highway Trust Fund, $45 billion, but Congress can't raise taxes, can they? Not in this environment. They can raise fees, though. So TSA fees when you fly, those aren't going up, but instead of putting them into the general treasury, the Highway Trust Fund will take that. They're allowing some mortgage lenders to increase reporting requirements. They think they might get more enforcement money out of that. How about selling 101 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve? They're going to raise some money that way, too. There's a long list of ways to pay for this. Don't call any of them a tax increase. And McConnell and Boxer might have themselves a deal here.
Will they go along in the House?
Well, that's a big question. The House passed a five-month patch because they want to try to do something completely different after the August recess and after the new year. But here's part of the complication. It has to do with a lot of other issues. Senators want to bring back the Export-Import Bank. It went away because conservatives killed it on July 1st. Mitch McConnell wants to have a vote to attach it to this Highway Trust Fund. A lot of Republicans, many of them conservatives in the House, don't want that. They're going to have a fight over this, but Republicans in the Senate are going around saying privately, a lot of Republicans in the House, including John Boehner, like this deal. And if we send this $45 billion fix to the Highway Trust Fund over there, they're probably going to take it. We'll have to see.
We're a week into the 60-day countdown on the Iran deal. What's the tone of folks there up on the Senate floor?
Well, from Republicans in the House and the Senate, John, complete opposition. You've heard it. You've heard their opposition to the deal, to the president, and to John Kerry on this. Democrats divided, most of them keeping their powder dry, except for Nancy Pelosi, who came out strongly for this deal, and that was a boom for President Obama on selling this deal. Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, also said she was for it. So that clock is ticking. Ernest Moniz, who's a physicist and the Secretary of Energy, on the Hill today and tomorrow, along with John Kerry, in classified briefings in the House and the Senate to try to sell this deal, which is probably going to be rejected by Congress. The question is, do they uphold a veto coming up after Labor Day?
The veto-proof question, and we will examine it after Labor Day. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.